Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Okay, folks, how's that? If you can hear me, leave me a shout-out in the chat room. Having problems again with BTR. They've been having problems all week. All right, so I'm on the air. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. A couple things I want to talk about. Since it can be a really good weekend for the Skywatchers, so I want to get into that, but I want to talk about a few things first. If you remember back years ago, you know, I've been talking about the FEMA pickups, and most of you are familiar with the red and blue and green coding system. Sometimes the green's yellow or orange and whatever. Everybody gets the gist that they have a coding system for rankings on picking up people or re-educating them or you're just killing them. And so the red list is those who are to be picked up immediately and killed. And so everyone assumes that the red list is the big mouse, and it is. It's the big mouse and the truthers and the people who are warning others, educating others about the New World Order, people who are anti-Satan, basically. And, you know, I always warn that, you know what, the first ones that are going to be picked up are those that got them there. It's going to be the government people themselves, the witches, the Satanists, the whole New World Order crowd, because you know, the whole reason we have all these fights among the different countries and factions is because years ago they all agreed on the basis of a New World Order. But I said in the end it would come down to a fight over who gets to run it. Because they were all agreeing, yeah, let's have one world government. But every country wants to be the one that's leading it. And so that's why we have so many different factions, even within different countries, because everybody wants to be the group that's in charge. And so interesting that Henry Macau, or Macau, however you pronounce his last name, I've been reading his articles for years. And he talks about the aim of Freemasonry is the triumph of communism. And so all of those in Freemasonry are basically liberal left. They're rhinos in wolf's clothing, in sheep's clothing, because communism is what the whole liberal left is about. And how many pastors do we have that are involved in Freemasonry? Well, check this out, what he says, what he reveals. Illuminati insider Christian Rakowski revealed that while the goal of Freemasonry is communism, Masons will not have a seat at the New World Order table that is reserved for Jews. And he goes on to say, Freemasons have to die at the hands of the revolution, which has been brought about with their cooperation. And this is according to C.G. Rakowski, left, a founder of the Communist International, Soviet ambassador to Paris and London, and head of the state of Ukraine. And so he's basically saying the same thing that I was saying years ago. I just love the confirmations because, you know, I'm always out on a branch somewhere. That they're going to kill him. They will kill the Freemasons. Because apparently, well, the Jews are Kabbalists. They're not Freemasons, they're Kabbalists. But they've been running the Freemason organization alongside of them because they've been the face of the New World Order. And everybody's in Freemasonry, if you think about it, because they make all the celebrities join it, all the top religious people. If you have a show on TV, you have to join Freemasonry because Kenneth Copeland runs the Mason Network, which is TBN, owned by the Masons, and nobody gets a show without going through him, and he makes them all join Freemasonry. And same with celebrities, they all have to join. The guys join Freemasonry, and the women join Eastern Star, or they join the ranks of witchcraft. They learn the craft. And so all these people, which I've been screaming about for a couple of years now, have been soul scalped. They're all hideously possessed, so none of them are even basically human anymore. But interesting, because at the same time now, you have the Department of Justice came out with some article warning about arrests. They're going to be coming out, and I'm like, I'm not going to hold my breath. We've been hearing that forever, that all these idiots were going to be arrested. Nothing's been done. The pedo gate went to nothing, and Hillary went to nothing, and nothing goes to nothing, and nothing's happened. No one's been arrested. And so now they're saying, oh, there's going to be shocking arrests. Well, maybe they're going to start rounding up the Freemasons. So what, the Freemasons at the DOJ are going to start rounding up the other Freemasons? And then the New Agers are also talking about the same thing, but they call them the Cabal, the evil Cabal. They're the evil ones. You know, the whole thing. You've got one coin and you got evil on both sides. And the one side's calling the other side evil. You know, it's like they're both sides are evil. They just can't see it. It's like saying there's white and black witchcraft, and the white one is the good one. No, none of witchcraft is good. You know, but just because they give you two choices doesn't mean you have to choose one, like Democrats, Republicans. Who has a Republican Party anymore? We haven't had one in 20 years. So just because they give you a choice doesn't mean you have to take it. I want the third door. Because you're all evil. But interesting that all the ducks are lining for the elimination of the very ones who brought this whole thing about. And I always said that would happen. Because when someone sparks a revolution and comes to power, the first thing they do is kill all those who helped him get there, because he doesn't want them to go behind his back and start another revolution to usurp his power. So maybe it's time for the red list pickups of the government officials and all the New World Order crowd, like I saw years ago. So that would be interesting. Another thing is Trump having a dinner last night with military leaders, and he gave the press about a 5-minute speech or whatever, interview. And he talks about this being the calm before the storm. He had a military meeting yesterday, he had General Dunford on one side, which signifies the currency evaluation, because he's always been in charge of that. And the currency evaluation is the hallmark of the eighth regime coming in, this new age alien la-la agenda, and the whole world economic system being revamped and all the world currencies being reevaluated. That's General Dunford's toy. And so he was on one side of Trump, and they don't mention who was on the other side of Trump, but he mentions to the press that perhaps this is the calm before the storm. So noting we just had a massacre in Vegas a couple days ago, and he's saying, oh, no, this is the calm before the storm, which means there's something pretty bad coming if that's the calm before the storm. Another thing is that there is a connection between Trump and Adelson. Adelson is the owner of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. He's connected with the MGM and the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Another huge connection is Disney is connected with all these false flags. Disney owns MGM. The last couple of false flags have been in Orlando. You had the Pulse shooting, the nightclub shooting. You had that pop star, I don't know her name, her last name was Grimm, where she was assassinated. You had the little 2-year-old boy that was eaten by an alligator. I would hope that was an accident, but that comes up. And then you have Mandalay Bay. And all these things are connected to Disney. Disney. And, of course, some of the rhetoric being that they want to institute body scanners in all the casinos. Of course, Trump has his own casino on the Strip. He knows all the guys, the heads of the casinos. Michael Chertoff, the former Secretary of Homeland Security, that's his company that owns these scanners, stands to make billions if you can enforce them in all the casinos and then lead down into hospitals and hotels and schools and everywhere in the country. And so that's what it's about. The bottom line, he wants to make money off these scanners. And these are these scanners that are in the airports, naked body scanner type things. They always do something with several different causes hooked up to them. I was looking at one of Mr. Cattle's videos the other day, and he's talking about the parking lot across the street from the Luxor, which is the large pyramid with the Sphinx and the obelisk, and believes that they were preparing that ground as a ritual blood sacrifice so that whatever they put in there, the ground has been christened with blood. And from the sounds of it, I haven't been watching TV in the news. I don't watch MSM. So it sounds like blood has been a huge theme, how they keep rubbing in all the blood that was there. But then when you look at videos, there's no blood anywhere. But it's kind of like keyword blood, keep mentioning the blood because it was a blood ritual. They want everybody to know it was a blood ritual. That's how they speak to each other. So whatever they put in there, which is probably going to be another casino, christening the ground for them with blood. So, yeah, and that's what they typically do with a false flag. You know, they'll hurry up and build something over it, destroy the evidence. Well, I was standing over here and, you know, it's like they did at Kent State when the National Guard went in and shot up all those kids. They hurried up and changed the landscape, put new buildings in, parking lots. So investigations years later would be totally messed up. And who was standing where when they were shot, all those National Guard people opening fire on kids walking to classes. Had to hide that, cover that up. So, yeah, I went to Kent State. I graduated from Kent State. So there's some connections with that. Another thing, that interesting connection, and the one I'm interested in this weekend, is the fact that, let's see if I can pull this up, Brother Dana has alerted us to the fact that, okay, so the October 5th and 6th was the harvest moon, which half the country probably couldn't see because of clouds, and we've had dark, dreary, and rainy weather here in Ohio, and I haven't seen a sky in days. Very cloudy. And so October 5th and 6th was the harvest moon. Would have been like a orangish-yellow color. And interestingly enough, also happening during the time of Feast of Ingathering, because this year the Feast of Ingathering started on the 5th and it goes till the 11th. So this is the holiday of Feast of Ingathering, which is the harvest, and we have a harvest moon, ducks kind of aligning. And one of the things piquing my interest is the fact that the Draconid shower is predicted to produce the greatest number of meteors on the evening of October 7th or 8th. And so this could be the actual timing of the Revelation 12:4 sign, where it says, "And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be redeemed." And it's the woman which is ready to be delivered, which is ready to be redeemed, and not the child in Revelation 12:4. In 12:4, redeemed and delivered are the same words, because that comes immediately after the sign that we just saw on the 23rd that week, the sign in heaven with Virgo and Jupiter and all that whole sign. And the next thing is the dragon being cast from heaven with a third of his stars. Now, what's interesting to me about the Draconid, because the Draconians are from the star constellation Orion. And the Orion constellation, back in the day, used to be known as Halaion. Now, if you remember, Haliel was Lucifer's angel name. His angel name was Haliel before he fell. He was not named Lucifer until that name was penned by the Jews, meaning light bearer. So before that time, when people started calling him Lucifer or Satan, the great adversary, all those are pretty much human terms for him, his angel name was Haliel. And when he was kicked out of heaven, the Lord's heaven, he went to Orion and set up shop there. That was his home base. It's the constellation of Orion. And he was on Orion when the Father recreated Earth. Because remember, Earth had already been created before. He replenished the Earth. You can't replenish something that didn't exist before. It was plenished once before, it was destroyed, and then he replenished it. He recreated it. And so that's where we are with Earth, because Earth has existed for a long time, and that's why all these New Agers who channel these demons and alien entities, especially the alien entities, because they'll claim, we were here first. Oh yeah, Earth used to be known as Shan. They took over Shan during Lucifer's rebellion against heaven. But then they were destroyed and Shan was destroyed. They all went to Orion to be with Lucifer there because all of the people, the angels who rebelled with him in the initial rebellion, which he had drawn a third of the angels with him, they all went to Orion. Shan sat empty for thousands of years. It was completely, utterly destroyed. And so then the Father recreated it. We named it Earth. He created the Garden of Eden. And at this point, Lucifer realized what he was doing and made a portal into the garden, and that's how he gained access to seduce Lilith and then later Eve. So then once the Garden of Eden and mankind started producing on Earth, Lucifer was coming to the earth. They built a city over in Mesopotamia, which we know as the original Babylon. They were over there setting up shop while the Garden of Eden was taking place and mankind was growing. And when he seduced Lilith, I'm not going to get into all that, she was punished and she was cast off the earth, and she ended up finding her way back on it. She had produced the Asian race with Lucifer, but then he seduced Eve, and Eve created the Indian race with Lucifer. As a punishment, Lucifer was turned black and he was turned into a reptile. He was punished two different times with Eve. And so all of the angels with him were cursed as reptiles as well. That's what the snake is. It's a reptile. And that's why you hear about reptilians. And so even the ones that were still on the constellation Orion, they were all simultaneously lost their angelic looks, lost their wings, so to speak, and they were cursed to be reptiles, snakes, reptilians. So, he's always still owned, dominated Orion, even though he sets up shop here on Earth. Well, the war in heaven, they are going to be kicked out of Orion and onto the Earth. And so that third is all the angels that had originally fell with him, the reptilians. So interestingly enough, this weekend, October 7th and 8th, there's going to be a meteor shower from the Draconid shower, which is the Orion constellation. And it sounds like they're all going to be kicked out of there onto Earth. Now, whenever the media says meteor shower, it's always UFOs and alien ships, because we've been crashing them for years with our orgone. We saturate the air with orgone. They get into our air, and their UFOs can't function in orgone air, and they crash. And so that's why they're already predicting, there's going to be a meteor shower, because a bunch of them are going to crash. And, of course, they'll keep the sky is cloudy, so you can't see anything. They always tend to do that. It's like half the country is in the dark and the other half gets to see something. And the half that gets to see something doesn't know what they're seeing, so I don't know. Anyway, that could be interesting because I've been seeing an avalanche coming in the codes. And also, I've been waiting for the sign that we're leaving. The Father said he would give me a sign. And so with all the things aligning up for the 7th and the 8th, I really like the 8th. Now, another thing is that if you notice in code speak with the Satan freaks, they all keep coding the number 8. It's like the double eights. I don't know what the double eights is, but it seems interesting that when I'm looking at these days, the days this weekend, I'm always looking for the hot days on when I can expect to see the sign from the Father that we're leaving. The ace is dominant. And so everybody's looking at the number 8, for the number 8. Maybe that's when they think Lucifer's going to arrive because he gets kicked out. We're looking at it. Remember I always said those two events seem like they're back-to-back? We leave and they arrive? I have videos on that. Go to my channel. Because I've always said there's two cosmic events coming. The elect leaving and the Ashtards arriving. Ashtark Man, that's what they call themselves. Ashtark Man, Galactic Federation, Ascended Masters, New Age Gurus, World Teachers. They give themselves a bunch of accolades and names. But that's the original, that's going to be the Antichrist and False Prophet. The Antichrist and False Prophet when they arrive. And so that's that whole gang. And so this weekend could be really interesting. I think everybody's going to be looking at the 8th on Sunday. Of course, we're looking for different reasons than they are. But in the meantime, we can watch them, enjoy watching them fry and burn up coming out of the skies. Because when you see meteors, it means they're on fire. always something good to see. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on Monday if nothing happens. We've been on this roller coaster for years. All I can do is tell you the hot dates, the things to look for. Definitely this weekend, Sunday the 8th, is something to look for the Sky Watchers. And if we're still here, we go through it again, and I'll be back on Monday night. Anyway, don't forget to support my ministry, folks. You can go to SherryShredder.com, click on the donate button. Till next time, everybody. God bless.